This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination. And boy, do we ever have the winning combination for you today, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, it always starts with the award-winning score volunteer, Lucy Polito. Lucy, how are you today?
I am very well, and I will be on my best behavior because the boss is with me.
That's right. All right. The boss that she's talking about is the president of SCORE Orlando, Lois Perry. Lois, how are you today?
Hello, I am great, Chris, and thank you for continuing to work with What's the Score.
Well, I thank you for having me to continue. And I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries radio show, but this show, of course, is all about SCORE and everything they've got going on. And boy, do they have a big going on coming up this week, this Thursday, the CLIMB event, the Women's Business Conference. We're going to talk quite a bit about that today. And when we get to our guest, other guest, because we have another one here. But first of all, Lois, you've been on the show with us before, but tell the folks how you got to be the president of SCORE Orlando, if you would.
Well, because Lucy told me to do this. She said it would be fun. Now, Lucy's actually my neighbor. I think I've shared that with you before. And when I moved here, I retired, dropped out of corporate world. I was burnt out. And she said, no, you've got to have something to do. So she recruited me to come to SCORE 12 years ago. And I've really enjoyed it. And then she told me I had to be, we call it the chapter chair, same as the president. And I said, I'm not going to do that. Well, I've done that for 8 years now. Then she told me I had to be president of our HOA. I did that for 5 years. Then she wanted me to go to her program at UCF because they needed leadership. I said, no, I'm done.
She's
but Lucy is quite the recruiter.
What's that, Lucy?
I said, Lois obeys sometimes, and then sometimes she doesn't. So it just depends. You have to get her in the right mood.
All right. Well, in that time, you've seen SCORE grow, help more and more local entrepreneurs, and create thousands of jobs here in Central Florida. So hats off to you. And you came, you were in the marketing business with Chuck E. Cheese. And, you know, they're still around here in Altamont Springs.
They sure are. They sure are. You know, that was our first one in Orlando. And, of course, I've been retired 12 years now. But it used to be the highest volume per square foot Chuck E. because it's such a small footprint, and it does phenomenal business up there. So I'm glad to see Chuck E. came out of the pandemic and still entertaining families.
Every time I drive by there, it seems like the parking lot is full. So now the CLIMB event, the history of this is this is a fairly new event. It started, was it last year or the year before, Lois?
Well, actually, we had two before the pandemic.
I see.
And then the pandemic paused us for a few years. So this is our third one, 21, 22, 23. This is our third one since the pandemic. So we are so excited. It's a day of education, networking, and empowerment for our women entrepreneurs. You know, women entrepreneurs, that's the growing segment in the entrepreneurial space right now. There's more businesses being opened by women than there are by men. But the sales lag, the sales for a woman-owned business is not nearly as much as for a male-owned business. So we want to empower our female clients so that they continue to grow and prosper in their business.
And, you know, Lucy, as we said, during the pandemic, SCORE was busier than ever.
Yeah, surprisingly. I mean, truly, I thought it would be kind of slow, and it was and Lois would probably know better than I, but we were very, very busy. And we were helping the community. We were able to really help the folks that needed help at the time, whether it was because they were closing the business or they needed money or whatever. And we worked with the city on all that kind of stuff. And so therefore, we were really, technically, we were open. I mean, we weren't physically there, but we had the people available to help at any point.
And, you know, last week we had Belinda Kierkegaard on the show, the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. Lois, she shared with us some very impressive statistics of the economic impact here in Central Florida that the National Entrepreneur Center participated in. And, of course, SCORE played a major role in that.
Absolutely. We are so proud of our collective services and that economic impact that we bring to the region. And Belinda knows those numbers at the tip of her fingertips. Belinda's quite a fireball. She is out on the street promoting the National Entrepreneur Center, raising money for all of us. She is just a wonderful addition to the team. So, Lucy talked about through the pandemic, we had to pivot from everything in person to learning Zoom, which we're using today, and our services increased. Our webinars, we hosted 11,600 folks webinars last year. We are on track to do 400 webinars this calendar year. So it's amazing how folks have pivoted and adapted to the, quote, new world, the post-COVID.
Indeed. And, of course, you can sign up for those webinars, participate in them live at orlando.score or score.org/Orlando. And as she said, they're practically daily, sometimes a couple during the day. So, yeah. And they have the topics all there. If you go to the website, or better yet, if you sign up for the newsletter, then you'll get the alerts ahead of time so you'll know which ones you might want to participate in. And you're getting participation from all over the place, I understand now, Lois.
Yes, on our webinars, we even have international students come in. We have students who are college students, who their professors are telling them, if you take a SCORE webinar and get verification you took it, we'll give you extra credit for your class. So it's amazing how these are growing. When I'm hosting a class, I quote, play the game, who drove the farthest? Where are you coming from? And they're coming from all corners of the country, plus some international. But I am so excited that we've got Dr. Maxine with us today, and Lucy will talk more with her. I'm in another event I'm going to get back to and leave you guys in good hands.
Okay.
But Dr. Maxine will be our keynote speaker next week, or this coming Thursday, April 11th, at the National Entrepreneur Center for the Climb that Chris was talking about.
Okay. Well, Lois, thanks for being with us today. You're doing a great job, and this is going to be another great event, the Climb event. And we'll talk with Dr. Maxine Ruddock here in just a moment and give more details about the event. So take care, and we'll speak again with you soon. All right?
And thanks.
You're welcome. And Dr. Maxine Ruddock is going to be the keynote speaker, and she is with us as well. Dr. Ruddock, thank you for being on What's the Score?
Oh, I want to thank you guys for having me on. This is exciting. It's such a privilege to actually be invited to speak in front of a room full of what I know is going to be some powerful powerhouse women. It really is my privilege. Thank you.
Okay, well, before we get back to you, let me give the details about the event, and we'll repeat these throughout the show. But first of all, it is the Climb Women's Business Conference. It is coming up this Thursday, April the 11th, and it's an all-day event. And the doors will open 8:30. The event will begin 9 or a little bit after when everybody gets settled in. And she said it's going to be an all-day fascinating event. Speakers, roundtable discussions, speed counseling, and breakfast and lunch and snacks. And all at the I'm telling you, I'm sorry, Lucy, this price, can you come off that just a little bit?
Well, you know, the price is just unbelievable what you're going to be getting. So ladies, if you're there and you're listening, don't miss it, because you'll get wonderful speakers, our speaker that we will be talking to shortly. And obviously you get breakfast and lunch and all for $20. I mean, come on, what a deal.
You can't hardly get lunch for $20 anymore. And then of course you get breakfast. I'm telling you, breakfast and lunch, and then all of the events, and that should wrap up around 5 o'clock. So plan on an all day event, 9 to 5 kind of thing. And all you have to do is go to the website, orlando.score.org or score.org/Orlando. Either one works, and you get your tickets there. Pre-register and get your tickets so that that morning when you show up, it's going to be easy to get you checked in. And so you can find your seating. And but don't forget, it's also a great networking opportunity, right, Lucy?
It is. That's you know, one of the major things that women sometimes don't do a very good job of networking. Here's an opportunity. You're going to find people of all types of businesses. You get to meet them, and, you know, you form the friendships. And that's how businesses begin to grow, you know. So this is a wonderful opportunity if you want to network.
All right, very good. So once again, get your tickets before they sell out. It's going to be at the National Entrepreneur Center right there in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, which is where the National Entrepreneur Center is located. And it is fabulous facilities, but it is fairly limited space. But try to be there. Get your tickets, orlando.score.org. And when we come back, once again, we'll be speaking with the keynote speaker, Dr. Maxine Ruddock. Okay, so please stay with us, because we will be right back with more of What's the Score. We're back. We are What's the Score, and we thank you for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show. That's really how the word gets around, literally word of mouth. I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucy Polito. Our guest today, Dr. Maxine Ruddock, and she is going to be the keynote speaker at the CLIME event, the Women's Business Conference, coming up this Thursday, April the 11th. So let's find out how she got to be chosen to be the keynote speaker. Dr. Ruddock, I know you haven't been on the show before, so what we'd like to do is find out a little bit about the guests themselves before we get to the business end. So tell us how you came to be a doctor. Where did you go to school? Are you from Central Florida? You know, some sort of resume type stuff.
Well, I live in Central Florida, but I actually grew up in New York City, but I was born on the island of Jamaica. And growing up there, I got to see lots and lots of women who were amazing in terms of their skill sets, but they just didn't have resources and opportunities. And I kind of grew up watching these women struggle and just always wanted to do something about it. It's like a passion was lit in my heart during that time. And so one of the things, my grandmother happens to be one of my sheroes. And, you know, just in sitting with her and watching her struggle and kind of to, she can support the family. And I would say to her, hey, mama, how do I change this? And she said, two things I want you to do. Put God first and get an education. So the fire was lit in my heart since then to get a PhD. Because I figured once I have that, there is some security in terms of me being able to ensure that I didn't have to do what these women were doing. And then once I got that, I began thinking to myself, as I listened to other women's stories, why not go back and begin to lift up other women? And so that's been a passion for mine throughout the years.
You got a PhD. Where did you get your PhD?
I got that from the Fielding Graduate University. And did my internship with Nova Southeastern University at the Broward General Medical Center.
And it's a PhD in what?
Clinical psychology.
Clinical psychology.
So I've been practicing. Yes, I've been practicing as a clinical psychology for almost 20 years. But I have been in mental health pretty much all my life. I kind of did a brief stint in electrical engineering, hated it, went back into psychology, had not looked back since then. But
Yeah,
you know,
we're
moved to
wired.
Central Florida.
We're wired kind of differently, huh?
I
So,
had to even it out. My husband's an engineer, so I was following him, and then I thought, no, I'm going to follow my own pathway. And so I just went into psychology and just never left.
okay. As you said, now you're so then you've been practicing on your own, so you're an entrepreneur yourself.
I opened up my practice about 16 years ago, and the practice currently serves Central Florida. And with the advent of COVID that brought about the popularity of telehealth, I'm also licensed in New York, and so I practice across states. And so we are actually able to serve people within Central Florida and in New York City. Some of our other clinicians are licensed in other states, so we're pretty big in terms of the number of people we can serve. And we do focus on the gamut of mental health. So we serve people who are struggling with just major life events that they're having difficulty transitioning through people who are struggling with more severe illnesses like schizophrenia.
Okay, and I take it that you're also a public speaker then.
I am. I like to fancy myself as such. Yes, I am.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been speaking pretty much for years. And started doing a lot more over the past few years because it's becoming a little bit more difficult to serve as many women one-on-one. And so women have been saying to me, well, why aren't you teaching these things? And so I actually was a professor for Valencia University and for a few other schools. And I actually found that I like standing in front of people and teaching them things. So I actually walk through life as a student teacher. I try to make sure I learn one thing every day, and I try to teach one thing every day.
Wow. Well, Lucy, it sounds like it's going to be quite a keynote speech on Thursday.
It certainly sounds like it, and I'm sure we are all looking forward to it. You know, it's always interesting because you always learn something on a daily basis, but it's even better when it comes from a true professional, someone who's been dealing with this kinds of problems all over the place for a long time. So we're looking forward to it. Yes, we're very excited about it.
And you know, a lot of people don't sort of view or understand that most lawyers, many, you know, engineers, architects, doctors are entrepreneurs. They don't associate the profession with being an entrepreneur, but they very much are and employ a lot of people.
Absolutely. I mean, I know for myself, one of the things that we do is we have a practicum training program. And so psychologists who are needing hands-on experience and training at the doctorate level and the master's level, they actually go through our program. And one of the things that we supplement their work with, having been out in the community and recognizing the need for it, we teach them how to also manage business so they can go out and then run their own businesses when they're done with us.
We're speaking with Dr. Maxine Ruddock. She's going to be the keynote speaker at this Thursday's CLIME event, the Women's Business Conference. Once again, this is put on by SCORE Orlando, and you get your tickets at orlando.score.org. It's going to be at the National Entrepreneur Center. It's an all-day event. It's only $20. And as you know, usually SCORE doesn't charge anything for their events and everything they offer. The $20 is just to cover, you know, the food and stuff. So please do take advantage of this, ladies. I think you'll get a lot out of this. And as I said, Dr. Ruddock is going to be speaking there as part of the event itself. And as you said, you work with other professionals. In the sense of helping them with the business skills of things. Is that how you became associated with SCORE, or how did you become associated with SCORE?
Well, one of the other hats that I wear as a business owner is I also coach other women business owners. So one of the things that I teach them to focus on is how to maintain a balance in their lives as they run their businesses. As Lois mentioned a little bit earlier, one of the fastest growing population of women who are of people opening businesses are women, but we're also the fastest group to close that business. And paying attention to the fact that there's a lack of resources, support, and other factors, including financial management and understanding, those things tend to contribute to them closing businesses. So, in my coaching, I help them to do that while paying attention to the fact that as women, We also tend to be overwhelmed with the household things that needs to be done. We'd like to think it's different, but it's not. We're primarily still the parent. We're primarily still taking care of the home. And by the time the day is over, we have just enough energy, and it's usually not for us, it's for the laundry. So what I do is I kind of teach them how to go back in and restructure the day, and then to also make sure that they're putting first things first, which is themselves. It sounds selfish on the surface, but it is a foundational necessity for a woman's business to thrive and for her to live a healthy life, because then she begins to pour out from the inside, which is a healthy, balanced inside, and therefore everything she touches is then healthy and balanced. Sounds a little bit difficult to master at first, because women always say, "Where am I going to get the time?" But if they have the support and someone to show them how, they do it, and then they in turn turn around and they pour out. So as a business owner, I know the importance of being a student teacher. So I became a student and went to the Winter Park Roundtable to learn how to ever increase and improve my business and myself so that I can in turn pour out to other women. And I met this awesome woman named Lois with this wonderful smile, this quirky accent, and this giving heart. And she and I have been really tight, not as tight as her and Lucy, but we're getting there, Lucy. And she actually mentioned to me, "Hey, we're having this event. Would you like to speak?" And I said, "Absolutely. If women are present and women want to learn how to live a balanced life, I will be there."
Right. I saw you nodding your head there, Lucy.
Well, because I agree with her 100%. I think women, when you own a business, when you have been the owner of a business, you have a lot of responsibility. That's true of anybody. But most women have additional responsibility, and that is at home. They have to worry about their husbands. They have to worry about the kids. So, I mean, of course, everybody has to worry about that. But really, it's a lot of pressure, I think, for women. And sometimes, they have a difficult time balancing that. So I think Dr. Rick will be a great help for a lot of these folks who really have a lot of things going at the same time. And they may even be new in business, and that makes it even more difficult. So there's an awful lot of pressure when you start your own business. There's a lot of money involved, and it's sometimes a big risk. Anytime you open a business is a big risk. So for women, I think, maybe I'm a little prejudiced with that, but I think it's a little bit more difficult for women to start than generally when a man starts working, because generally men don't have to worry about the household as far as the kids and all that kind of stuff. Women do. So I think, that's a little more extra pressure than a woman has when they have to work, and especially if they have their own business.
Doctor, you'd like to respond to that?
Absolutely. That is so true. And the other thing is that traditionally, when a man starts a business, there is a woman supporting that who's taking care of the children, right? So when you often you'll seldom hear a man asked when he's getting a promotion, "What are you going to do about home?" But a woman tends to get asked that. Why? Because we know on a certain level that she still has those responsibilities on her shoulders. So it's definitely true that we carry that. And it's not just the society at large, but sometimes it's just a cultural factor. It's just there are certain cultures that require women to actually maintain the household. There's shame associated with it when you don't. And so there are so many different reasons that women still go through life managing business and coming home, and they do have two jobs, and it's two full-time jobs, the job outside the home and the job when they come in. Even the children, they will call mom before they call dad. My kids used to crawl over my husband sleeping and wake me and then say, "But dad's sleeping."
Right.
I think I was too.
I know.
So we do have some unique pressures as
Okay.
female business owners,
Okay.
and we can't
Okay.
avoid them,
All
but
right.
we
Well,
can protect against them.
okay. And this is the kind of counseling that you will get at the Klein event. So stay with us because we'll be right back with more of What's the Score? Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to What's the Score? We thank you for tuning in. Lucy Pulido and myself, Christopher Hart, today are joined by Dr. Maxine Ruddock. She's the keynote speaker at this week's Climb event, the Women's Business Conference, coming this Thursday, April the 11th. all day long at the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. You are invited, ladies. Go to orlando.score.org to get your tickets. They're only $20, includes breakfast, lunch, and all the great networking and educational events that are going to be there, including the keynote speaker by Dr. Maxine Runnick, a clinical psychologist who works closely with women entrepreneurs. And you mentioned did I hear you say that there are more women opening businesses and closing businesses than ever, or more now than men?
Yes, women business owners are the largest population. They're outpacing men by twice as much, but unfortunately, they're also closing just as quickly. And so just in kind of studying why that's happening, we're recognizing that, again, there are specific factors that are impacting that. And some of those factors include a lack of support, a lack of resources, a lot of finances, and a lack of educational knowledge.
It would seem to me that during the pandemic, that women-owned businesses got hit harder. And the reason I say that is because many of them were like child daycare centers, hairstylists, personal care and services type things where they might not have been considered essential, quote unquote, workers, and were forced to close and then couldn't recover. Am I wrong?
I think that those are some of the factors. Those are some of the factors that impacted women businesses. But also, when you think about it, if a woman tends to serve as the primary keeper of the home and the children, and now she's forced to be in that home with the children and the home all day long, she begins to have to fight for the time, the energy, and the resources to balance those two, and they often found themselves very imbalanced in that process.
What about single parents, single mothers?
That makes it even harder.
Do they still nonetheless try?
They do. Some of the most resourceful people I find are these single mothers, but then we still have to be practical. If you don't put the resources under them, they get tired, they get burnt out, they become overwhelmed. And then they also have to try to manage and balance because they're still a parent without someone else to support them. And so there's still teachers, parent teachers meeting, there's still games, there's still things that they have to do. And so that it makes it much more difficult. And what you will find is that when I talk to a lot of these single parents, they will say to me, I'll have to wait until my kids get older and are more sufficient before I can go back to business or before I can start a business. Again, going back again to the lack of support and the lack of resources.
And I take it that you probably see that too, Lucy. I see you nodding your head.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And, you know, during the pandemic, it was difficult for everyone, all of us. But I think doctor is correct. The women really had it a little bit tougher than that. So, you know, you just never know. I mean, having a business is a big responsibility. And it's not one of those things where you could say, well, I don't feel like going to work today. No. When you own your business, you have to work every day and you have to be there. So it makes it very difficult. And that pandemic really did a number on a lot of people. We know that.
Okay, but is there a trend in the women's businesses that are opening now? In other words, are they sort of the, I don't want to use the word typical, but are they sort of the more historical businesses, or are they venturing into high tech and stuff like that? Dr. Ruddick? Dr. Ruddick, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was for me. I thought it was for Lucy. Well, what we're seeing is a variety. We're seeing a variety of businesses open. So one of the things that, you know, there's a saying that says necessity is the mother of invention. A lot of these women were laid off during the pandemic and they had to find a way to support their families. They started to go out and venture into other areas and to kind of open up a bit more. And then the advent of just the increasing technology that came about so that we can actually function during COVID, open up opportunities for these women. So they are going into areas that they before did not go into. And these women are also very inventive. They began looking at certain skill sets, paying attention to what people are asking of them and creating a business out of that. Again, that necessity that came out of the COVID then started having women who then said, I don't want to go back to the 9 to 5 and struggle like this. I'm actually going to do something with what COVID has done. So I love the inventiveness of women and just the fact that if you give us lemons, we will make lemonade. But we just need someone to help us to operate the lemonade stand, right? So that's where SCORE is coming in. It's actually, I've benefited from it, and I'm often a student in the presence of SCORE, and then I go out and I teach. And then I try to encourage all the other businesswomen to do the same. I send them to SCORE all the time. So, you know, women are actually opening up businesses in a variety of areas. But again, that does not negate the fact that without the support, without the education, without the resources, those businesses are closing.
Okay. Once again, please take advantage of the Women's Business Conference called CLIMB, April the 11th, this Thursday. It's going to be at the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End. And this is sponsored by SCORE Orlando. And you get your tickets at orlando.score.org or score.org/Orlando. Either one works. If you have any questions, you can call. And if you call during the normal business hours, now for the week, it's 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday and 10 to 1 on Friday. But obviously Thursday, they're going to have the event going on. So if you have any questions about the event this week, call before Thursday at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844 for SCORE. And there'll be speed counseling there. Once again, Lucy, remind the folks what speed counseling is all about.
Well, speed counseling is an opportunity to meet some of our gentlemen and ladies who help people start a business or talk about their business problem, their current problem, or something they want to discuss. Maybe they have an idea and they want to see how that particular idea would work. So obviously we don't have too much time with them because there'll be some people waiting to get some counseling, but we're talking about maybe 5-10 minutes. Just get an idea of what it is they need, and then we can make an appointment so that they can meet with a proper counselor down the road, you know, whether it's the following week or, you know, whenever it's available, whenever the person is available, both the client and the SCORE person. So that's the idea. It's just an introduction to what the actual advice that we provide will be for that particular individual, and actually refer him refer them to the right person within the organization.
Okay. All you have to do is get your tickets. They're only $20. And once again, it is an all-day event, and that ticket price does include breakfast and lunch. So please make a day of it, and I'm sure you're going to come away happy that you did, and you'll be ready to go out there and succeed against all odds in this world. And so once again, Dr. Maxine Ruddock is going to be the keynote speaker at this event. And Dr. Ruddock, before we go forward, would you like to give everyone your email address?
Of course. It is, and it's long. I apologize beforehand, but it is m.ruddock, that's R-U-D-D-O-C-K, at drmaxineruddock.com.
Okay, m.ruddock at drmaxineruddock.com. And once again, Ruddock is spelled R-U-D-D-O-C-K. All right, so m.ruddock at drmaxineruddock.com. Okay, and once again, she will be the keynote speaker there at the event. And you can check out her website there. And if you'd like to contact her for her services. And you say you are now in the Orlando area?
I am in the Orlando area.
Yeah. Are you also finding that more and more of your clients are fine with doing things over Zoom or whatever?
Yes, actually. You know, when it first started, my clients would say, no, this is weird. I need that in-person interaction. But if you, just like we're doing now, if you talk to someone and you kind of build the situation for them to feel comfortable, then they begin to get used to it. Now my clients won't go back. They love it. They kick back. They're in their chair. They're relaxed. They don't have to worry about commuting. They can close their office doors. They don't lose 2-3 hours to come see me. They actually will have a real hour. They close their door. Within 1 minute, they're on with me. And in another minute, they're back to their job.
Wow. Okay. I take it probably makes it easier for you to schedule things as well.
Absolutely. So it's beneficial for both of us. I actually don't have to commute either. Now, the only thing that it will do that might be difficult for us is balance, because then you feel like, well, I've earned some extra time so I can squeeze some things in now. And so we kind of work on that too. I work on it myself personally, and I teach other women to do that. Set
Okay.
your time, put structure around it, shut it down when you need to.
Okay. We're coming up on another break. And when we come back, Dr. Ruddock perhaps can give us a little flavor of her speech this week and maybe some tips on how to cope with things when it feels like the whole world is closing in on you as you're trying to survive in the business world. Once again, she'll be speaking as the keynote speaker at the Women's Business Conference, CLIMB, which is April the 11th, this Thursday, at the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, just off McGuire there. Lots of free parking, so you don't have to worry about that. It's only $20 a ticket. And ladies, get your friends and come on down. This will be a great networking opportunity. You have the speed counseling like Lucy was just describing, and great speakers, including Dr. Maxine Ruddock. And there'll be roundtable discussions as well. And all of this available now at orlando.score.org. Get your tickets at orlando.score.org. Okay? So, and by the way, sign up for the newsletter there, and you'll get alerts ahead of time. So you would have known basically weeks ago about this event coming up. So if you sign up for the newsletter, you're better off, and you'll be better informed as to everything going on at Score. And they've always got something going on. So we'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Welcome back to What's the Score? I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucy Polito, and our guest today, Dr. Maxine Ruddock. We're talking about the Women's CLIMB event. That's the Women's Business Conference coming up this Thursday. But before we get back to the conversation, I'd just like to remind you, a lot of you ladies are going to be there because you heard about it right here. That's right, on the What's the Score show. That's one of the great advantages of using radio. People like to say, oh, that's old-fashioned. Well, let me tell you something. More people listen to the radio than watch their TVs every week. Believe it or not, that is true. That's what the ratings tell us, and that's what you're telling them. So all you have to do to take advantage of that, if you want to use radio, and now with Salem Surround, they can integrate here at Salem Media Group your radio messaging with your online messaging, all your social media platforms, and they can do it all right here in-house. If you'd like to find out more, just Google Salem Surround or go to surroundorlando.com. That way you can contact the folks here at Salem Media Group Orlando, and they can do an audit for you. They are local. They are experts. They are also nationwide. They know what they're doing. So take advantage of Salem Media Group Orlando to get your message out to the audience you want to hear it in a mass way. That's Salem Surround. Just Google it or go to surroundorlando.com. Or you can call them at 407-618-1760 for Salem Media Group Orlando, 407-618-1760. And please thank them for and tell them you heard about them on What's the Score. Okay, back to you, Dr. Ruddock. I don't want you to give away the whole speech, but what's the focus of your speech? Maybe let me put it that way.
I'm going to be focusing on teaching women the importance of prioritizing their self-care. Lots of times they go into business, and we, because we are caretakers, oftentimes we begin to pour out so much of ourselves in our business, and we can become imbalanced with all the other things that we have going. And so it's another unfortunate fact for us as women, where we're actually outpacing men in stress-based disorders, including heart attacks, strokes. And so one of the things that I want to do is, in addition to all the other business tools that they're going to be getting that day, and I know they're going to be getting a lot, I'm going in as a student because I'm going to be walking away with tools too, but I do want to impress upon them the importance of, in the midst of all of those tools, remember that the most important tool you own looks you in the mirror every day. That's you. If you are actually able to do that and to remember to take care of yourself, if you remember to prioritize your physical health, your spiritual health, your mental health, and you operate your business from that health, then your business will have financial health and it will then meet those goals. So I'm going to be focused on teaching women practical and strategic ways to be able to manage their self-care.
Lucy, that sounds like some pretty valuable advice.
Absolutely. That's what I was just thinking. This is really great advice because, you know, sometimes anybody who owns a business kind of throw themselves at the business and forget that the most important person in that business is you. So if you don't take care of yourself in every way, the business for sure isn't going to be able to survive. So that's going to be wonderful. I certainly look forward to hearing all of this.
Okay. Once again, this is going to be the Women's Business Conference this Thursday, April the 11th. Climb, it is called. And that is, once again, you get your tickets at orlando.score.org. It's going to be at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall there on the West End, the National Entrepreneur Center. Lots of free parking right there. So please, ladies, take advantage of this. You will be happy you did. The tickets are only $20. And once again, that includes breakfast, lunch, and all of the great networking and speaking opportunities that you'll be able to take advantage of. And so once again, please do sign up for that. Any just real quick tips that you just like to throw out there, Dr. Ruddock?
In terms of it, I'm going to say, come with your listening ears on, get ready to be energized and to be educated and to be equipped so that you can go out and be the best you in your personal life and in your professional life.
Okay. Now, by the way, do you do any podcasting or blogging, as they used to call it, I guess?
I do have a podcast. It's called Her Story, Her Journey. And it focuses on women in business and the ways in which that they may have had a struggle and the ways in which they use their faith to overcome that struggle. And so pretty much we focus on the fact that we think every woman is extraordinary because we think that there's always something extra in every single woman.
And people can find that at your website, or is it on podcasting networks or whatever?
They can find it on the website. It's on Spotify. It's on all of those, the major streaming, centers. Right. And so it's called Her Story, Her Journey.
Her Story, Her Journey, hosted by Dr. Maxine Ruddock. And it sounds, now, is that a weekly thing?
It is. It was weekly. We haven't had new episodes for a bit, but we're getting back to it. As life has come up, and one of the things I've learned to do is when life, and this is something I'll talk about too, you must be flexible. You cannot continue as if things aren't happening in life. That flexibility is extremely important, and the ability to give yourself permission to be able to change as life changes is one of the ways you survive. So we did that change, and we're going back to it. But again, the stories are amazing. It's been miraculous things, but the stories, we actually told a story, and one of the women talked about her brother that was missing, and someone maybe in New York reached out to me by email and said, I think I'm sitting next to your speaker's brother. So we've seen like miraculous things come about as we're reaching out to women. We have women from all over who are calling and saying, thank you for recognizing me. No, I'm not big on TV. No, I'm not big in other places, but thank you for recognizing that I am worth it. So we love the podcast.
Okay. And I understand you also do coaching, business coaching. Is that right?
Yes, business and personal coaching. It's all based on building your business in a balanced way so that you leave a legacy and that you also leave whole and healthy.
Okay. Once again, it's going to be a fascinating event, and it's going to culminate with Dr. Maxine Ruddock's keynote speech, who we've been speaking here with today. And by the way, her website, once again, is m.ruddock@drmaxineruddock.com. Kind of easy to remember, a little long, but easy to remember. m.ruddock@drmaxineruddock.com. And Ruddock spelled R-U-D-D-O-C-K. R-U-D-D-O-C-K. And of course, you're going to be there Thursday.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Lois, yeah. But that's actually my email address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say website? Duh. That's her email address. There you go. DrMaxineRuddock.com is the website. DrMaxineRuddock.com. And Lucy, of course, you'll be there Thursday, right?
Of course. And after hearing what the doctor is going to speak about, I certainly for sure will be there first. I'll be first in line.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, you get your tickets. They're only $20 each, And ladies, you know, bring your friends, bring your business associates. This will be a great event. You'll all walk away happy that you were there, glad that you were there. And you get those tickets at orlando.score.org or score.org/Orlando. Either one works. And those tickets are only $20, includes breakfast and lunch, and a full day of networking, speed counseling, great speakers, and, of course, the keynote speak by Dr. Maxine Ruddock. And so you'll definitely want to take advantage of this. If you go to orlando.score.org and sign up for the newsletter, you'll know about events as they come along. And as Lois Perry, the chapter chair of SCORE Orlando, told us earlier, they are going to, what was the target she said? I think 300 or more webinars this year alone, Lucy, wasn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, it was 400.
400.
So far.
That's right. So, and on all kinds of business topics and things that that are pertinent and relevant and up to date, up to speed, you can't beat it. And I don't think there's anywhere else that you'll find this type of resource. So please take advantage of it, and especially bring those folks who aren't familiar with SCORE to the Climb event. They will be pleasantly surprised, I think, with what they find there. So, well, Dr. Maxine Ruddock, we just have about a minute or so left here. Any final thoughts?
I'm encouraging you ladies to come on out there. Pour into yourselves. SCORE is ready. They've done a lot to prepare themselves to pour into you. I say come in and let someone else pour into you so that you can then go out and pour into others. So I look forward to seeing each and every one of you. I'm hoping that you tell your friends, tell your sisters, tell your cousins, pass the message along, and let's together as women uplift each other.
Okay. And don't forget to find Dr. Ruddock's podcast at Her Story, Her Journey. She's got some new ones coming out, and the ones she's already produced, of course, you'll find on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, Her Story, Her Journey, and that's Dr. Maxine Ruddock. And once again, get your tickets, please, for the Climb event. This is an annual event now, and it was very successful last year. You had a big crowd last year, too, didn't you, Lucy?
Yes, we did. We have been successful since we started, and every year it seems to be growing. So we are looking forward so much to this event, and especially with the special speaker that we have. Well, you know, this is a terrific bargain.
Okay.
You won't have this opportunity very often.
And she's right about that. So please take advantage of it and get your tickets at orlando.score.org. And if you have any questions, call, you know, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday at 407-420-4844. The phone lines, they'll have someone answering. The business hours are 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday. Of course, Thursday is the day of the event. So if you have any questions, call early in the week at 407-420-4844. But I'm pretty sure you'll find everything you need at the website, orlando.score.org or score.org/Orlando. Okay? So please take advantage of the Climb Women's Business Conference this Thursday, April the 11th. Well, Dr. Ruddock, thanks for being on the show with us today. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you for having
me. I'm sure the ladies are going to, everybody sees you speak Thursday, are going to be very appreciative as well. And Lucy, I'm going to look forward to seeing you Thursday. I'll stop by for a little while before we have to do my other show. All right. Very good. All right. All right. Well, that's for this week, all for What's the Score. See ya.